Amanda, I want to start by thanking you for joining us this morning. And you were in a terrible, terrible car accident that if it weren't for somebody stopping on the side of the road on a dark night, you might not be here anymore. But what do you know about the people who did stop?
I found out that there were two people. So I found the man, I guess, that was the person to call 911. And then it was a nurse that came seconds after him. And she kind of gave direction, I guess, to, you know, like compress my arm because I was losing so much blood in that. So I found one person, but I still haven't found this nurse.
Okay, so let's back it up to what led to somebody finding you and needing to call 911.
Well, the man, Martin Sanguin, he, I guess, was driving home with his girlfriend, and he said that he didn't notice the debris at first, that he just saw a light kind of in a deep ditch, and he thought it was a memorial. So when he continued to drive, he saw there was two, so he took his foot off the gas and pulled over and realized that it was a vehicle in the ditch, and that's when he went to my passenger side, and it was jammed because the roll bar had squished so much down he couldn't open the door. And that's when the nurse showed up and they both went to the driver's side.
And I've read the story. You drive a Jeep, right?
Well, not anymore, no.
All right. Your sense of humor is intact. That's good news.
Yeah.
Well, you did drive a Jeep. So for a vehicle like that to be in a situation where the door can't even open anymore, I mean, we're talking about something pretty serious.
Yeah, like it flipped, I think, 3 or 4 times, and then it skidded about, the police officer told me, 50 to 100 feet into a ditch, but it was more like a rocky ravine. So that's like the first man that found me told me that my Jeep actually rolled over my arm, and that's why my arm was so mangled. But I mean, I was lucky that if I wasn't driving a Jeep, I mean, the roll bars really saved me and wearing my seatbelt, so.
That's a good point. So, okay, Martin finds you in the ditch. He can't get into the car. Nurse comes upon the scene. What happens then?
He told me that, I guess, they went to my driver's side, and I was kind of propped that my butt was on my door and my head was between the seats and my arm was behind my seat. So they went to my door, and he told the nurse he looked like the seatbelt's there for the report. We're going to take it off to try to sit her upright. So I guess they tried to slowly move me because they didn't know if my neck was broken or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the nurse was telling him to compress the arm because where all my arteries were, it was all degloved, and then all my bones were through my arm too.
Oh my God.
It wasn't very attractive, no.
Is it safe to say then that these two people, especially because she's a nurse, they saved your life?
No, they absolutely did. That's what the police officer told me as well. All the blood that I was losing, he said that if they wouldn't have found me when they did and started to compress and everything, that I would have bled out. They really did save my life. They're the reason that I was able to go home.
From there, you go to the hospital. I read in the initial story that you told on Facebook that there's been surgeries since and a lot of recovery.
Yeah, I was in the hospital for 2.5 weeks, 4 surgeries. And then I had 14 hours of plastic surgery because they had to do skin grafts to close up my arm. And in the first couple days, they kept trying to flush my arm, but there was so much debris and everything, and my arm was so skinless, I guess, that they were going to amputate it. But they were able to save it with the skin graft, so they did a big skin graft from my leg, and then they flapped my elbow. So, they did lots of surgeries and everything.
Will this lead to a full-use recovery of your arm?
My ortho surgeon told me last week that I should be able to gain most mobility, but I might lose about 10%. But I mean, I can't complain. I still have it.
You're here to tell the story.
Yeah.
Wow. So if this person was listening, what do you want to say?
They should be recognized for what they did. I remember when I spoke to Matt Payne, and he said, you know, I just did what I was trained to do with first aid. And it's far beyond that, because when you actually stumble into one of those situations where you see somebody and there's blood everywhere and it's nerve-wracking, and, you know, like two of them really are heroes.
Aside from her being a nurse, do you have any indication who she is?
No, nobody caught her name. The police officer didn't know her name, but I'm assuming, he said she lived within the area, so I'm assuming Kempville or, you know, close surrounding areas, and that she was coming home from work.
And you live in Kempville too, right, Amanda?
Yes, I do.
This person is close to you. This person could live down the street from you. You have no idea who they are, other than she is a nurse who helps save a person's life on some random night on the side of the road. And if she's listening, how can she find you?
Well, I know my Facebook post went, I thought maybe just a couple people would share it, but it's up to 1,400 shares now. So, I mean, that's circulating. So, yeah, I check my private messages, the ones that are hidden multiple times a day, maybe seeing if, you know, there's somebody that has information.
Well, Amanda, I think it's amazing what you're doing, and I really hope that we can help you find this person and get you two together, if only to say thanks.